Good afternoon and welcome to the market wrap for Tuesday the 28th of March. Well, the Australian share market lifted for the second straight day following a strong lead to the week on Wall Street. The ASX 200 index rose by 72 points or above 1% to 7,034, managing to recover from all of last week's lost ground. In fact, it was only the third time the market rose by over 1% in a single session this year. Today, we had retail trade figures released, showing a modest lift of 0.2% in last month's spending, with an expectation that consumer spending will continue to moderate as the impact of rate hikes continue. Moving on to sector performance, the standout was resources today. We saw the energy sector recovering from yesterday's losses, lifting by over 4% after a solid improvement where oil prices were concerned. They were up by about 5%. And lithium miners have rebounded after being some of the worst performers, not only yesterday, but over the course of the past few months with the softening of lithium prices and shares of lithium miners dropping significantly over the past few months. The financial sector helped lift the market today, with all of the big four banks rising about 1% and WBC or Westpac lifting by 1.4% following a positive night for banks in US and European share markets. Gold stocks, on the other hand, were on the other end of the spectrum as the price of the precious metal fell, with the likes of Silver Lake Resources and Perseus Mining among the worst performers today. Looking at the best performers, we continue to see this trend of takeover offers, with the latest being Liontown Resources receiving a takeover proposal from the biggest lithium miner in the world, Albemarle Corporation, for $2.50 per share. Liontown rejected the offer, saying it substantially undervalues the company, despite the offer being at a 63% premium of yesterday's closing price. Its shares surged by around 70% today, making it the best performer. We also saw some of the other large lithium producers, including Pilbara Minerals, jumping by about 12% and Core Lithium advancing 15.4%. United Malt shares rose 31% today after it received a $1.5 billion takeover offer from the second largest global malt company and has since entered into an exclusivity agreement to determine whether the proposal will go ahead. Origin shares ended flat today after agreeing to a revised deal for the $18.7 billion takeover deal, but its shares have surged over 40% since discussion started last November. Looking at the losers today, we can see that gold stocks were under pressure, as I touched on earlier, with Northern Star, Newcrest and Evolution Mining all falling today. Zero also fell in the order of about 3%, which was the biggest drag on the tech sector today. Looking at currencies today, all of them were firmer against the Aussie dollar, except for the Kiwi, which was relatively flat, and the Aussie dollar buys around 66.9 US cents. Looking ahead, all eyes will shift to the monthly inflation figures being released tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time, which is the last key piece of the puzzle ahead of the Reserve Bank's meeting next week. This data could essentially drive the decision on whether or not the Reserve Bank raises rates for the 11th straight meeting next Tuesday. Have a great night, everyone.